You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of Bennett Woods on a Wednesday. Joe Musgrove joining us momentarily. He talked about the rivalry with the Dodgers. I had this. I saw this quote yesterday. The rivalry with the Mariners, though, the natural rivalry for the Padres, a little better cup update. And I got some flashbacks reading this from Jerry DePoto, Seattle GM, yesterday. Does this sound familiar at all to Padres fans from maybe 4 or 5 years ago? Well, things break well for us when we get into midsummer. We stay close to this thing, and we do have an opportunity to sneak up on the back of the playoff field. That's a possibility for us. It would be a goal. Young teams tend to gel quicker than you might think. We can't go in expecting that we're going to run to the top of the American League West, but I think we can set the goal of competing for a playoff spot. We'll see how it goes.
Good.
Isn't it so much better to be the fan of a team that's like, oh, no, we're going to try to win the World Series.
Yeah.
And we expect to be there at the end of the season because we've got an immensely talented roster filled with great players and an overabundance of starting pitching. I like that better than what the Mariners are doing right now.
Well, I'm sure our next guest likes it as well. I mean, I know he's not going to disparage the organization in which he just came from, but I can say with 100% certainty that was not the goal of the Pittsburgh Pirates this year in 2021 to win a World Series. I mean, and now to be – you know, to be brought here to San Diego, his hometown, and to get a chance to actually do that. He's been a part of a World Series team. It's got to be good to be back.
And joining us right now, the newest member of the San Diego Padres, Joe Musgrove, also friend of Ben and Woods. It's great to have you back here on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Nice to finally be talking to you from the same city.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, don't get used to being the newest member of the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, we'll laugh.
AJ, probably that'll last about 20 minutes, and then there'll be someone else who joins the team.
Yeah.
That's how it kind of works.
Yeah.
So, first of all, you talked a little bit about it yesterday, but you kind of hoped something like this might happen. Tell me kind of your thinking this offseason, how you kind of approached it and what might happen here.
Yeah, man, I mean – I think everyone's a little kind of realistic with themselves as far as what their plan is for the following year and what the scenarios might look like and the different situations, how they might play out. I was, you know, believing that there was a chance I was going to go somewhere. I wasn't really all that sure. And as the offseason carried on, there was a handful of teams that I kept seeing in reports or people kept asking me, hey, like I'm seeing something on the Yankees or I'm seeing something on the Angels or, you know, the Padres have talked about you. Is that happening? And as a player, man, it's hard to really get involved and dive deep into that stuff because you're focused on training and preparing yourself. And regardless of where you end up, you know, you have to be prepared to do your job. So the preparation doesn't change for me a whole lot. But it's hard to ignore some of the talk, especially when your hometown's in the mix. So as the offseason went, I saw the Padres pick up Darvish and Snell. And, you know, realistically, in my mind, I just kind of, you know, withered down the chances of me ending up here. But my mindset and my desires going into the off season were to end up with a team that was going to be competitive and a team that would be pushing for a playoff spot and for a World Series run. You know, and regardless of what city that would have been, that was the main goal. And it just so happens that, you know, the team that's in one of the best positions to do so happens to be my hometown team. So, you know, I was ecstatic when the call came across.
It's so great to hear. And I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this. You know, when you guys report to spring training and when you're, you know, some of the guys that you were teammates with on the Pirates, when you report with the Pirates, and I know everybody's, hey, it's, Everybody's 0-0 right now. We're all going to be out there gunning for it. But when you see moves that, that the front office makes, how hard is it to function in that environment? I mean, we're in this business where, you know, you hate to see people let go that you think are talented. It doesn't make sense at the time. And you sit and ask yourself, like, do we really want to win? But you as a professional, how do you deal with that, Joe? Or how did you deal with it? You won't have to deal with it much anymore.
Yeah, it's not easy, man. I mean, everyone wants to play meaningful games at the end of the season. And that's the only reason that you show up. It should be the only reason that you guys show up and play, you know, is to win. But I also understand that, you know, being a GM is not an easy job. And, you know, with the money that players are making nowadays, there's only so much you can do in a certain time frame. And you almost got to time out that window and build yourself from the bottom up so that you can be sustainable for multiple years. So the longer I've been around the game, I've started to understand that, you know, the outside fan just looking in who wants their hometown to always be in the playoffs and always be contending for a World Series, it's not very realistic. And it's very rare that you see teams like, you know, like the old Yankees that were just in it every single year, year after year after year. That's not very realistic to be able to do, and it's not easy. So every team's got their window. And, you know, when I got to Pittsburgh, I kind of realized that we were in the middle ground there, where we weren't necessarily in a rebuild phase, but we didn't necessarily feel like we had all the pieces to, you know, to build a championship caliber team. So we were kind of in up in the air. And then I understood that this offseason it was going to be more so going towards a rebuild mode, which made it more likely that I would probably be shipped off and tried to bring some more talent in for them to build with. So it's a hard feeling, man, but as players, you got to go out there and understand that, you know, whether you win a World Series or not, there's a lot that you can do for yourself and for your own career. And it sounds a little bit selfish, but, you know, you have to focus on what you can do and control the things you can control. And, you know, you try to grow your career and you try to, you know, put your name on the map and make a stamp in the league and keep yourself around for a couple more years.
Talking to new Padres pitcher Joe Musgrove here on Ben and Woods. And I don't know if you heard the comments from A.J. Preller. I'm sure you talked to A.J., but when he was doing his Zoom with the media yesterday, he said that not only him, but the entire Padres basically, you know, brain trust scouting department all were in agreement saying they wanted to go out and get you this offseason, because essentially they said they thought they saw something click, you know, especially, mm-hmm. you know, late in the season, the strikeout to walk ratio, just kind of what you were doing. They were really impressed and really feel like you're kind of on an upward trajectory. What is it, though, in your mind, kind of that kind of clicked for you, especially this last season with the Pirates?
It's a number of things, man. I'm getting older. I'm starting to understand things a little better. I'm figuring out the game. I'm learning how to game plan better. You know, I've changed a few things in my preparation for games as far as scouting goes, as to what I'm really looking at. I'm minimizing the amount of information. You know, at this level, there's everything you could possibly imagine on a guy. You know, how many times he swings with his pants up versus pants down, whether it's daytime, nighttime. I mean, there's a ridiculous amount of numbers out there. So you can really just kind of overwhelm yourself and flood your mind with too much information. So I've really shortened that down and shrunk it down to the few things that I feel like are most important to me on the mound. And when I get stressed out on the mound, what situations is it that I have doubt in, or that I'm questioning what to throw where? And I really focused in on those spots, you know, so those key situations and at bats are in the game where I need control of the count or I need a ground ball. You know, what pitches can I throw to what spot where this guy puts a good ball on the ground the most? If I need a swing and miss, what spot in the zone is he swinging and missing at the most? Things like that, you know, that just give you better odds and put the ball in your court. And then a lot of it is just, you know, not being afraid to not know something, you know, asking the guys that I'm around. We had a really good staff this past year of coaches. We had some good players that I can learn a lot from. Our catcher, Jacob Stallings, was one of my favorite catchers I've ever thrown to. And a lot of it's just trusting in those guys and not acting like you know everything and not being afraid to ask for some help or ask for some guidance in some certain areas and, you know, being able to trust in the guys that you're working with.
We are talking to the newest San Diego Padres starting pitcher, Joe Musgrove, here on Ben and Woods this morning. I'm going to flip the script a little bit, Benny, because, you know, yeah, he did the Zoom yesterday. Everyone's kind of seen some of the answers to some of the standard questions. I just wanted to mix it up a little bit. I was thinking about this week. I was embarrassed at one point this week, Joe, and I was thinking about, like, how was there a time when you made the big leagues, like you fought your way into the big leagues, and now you're there to stay. Was there ever a time in the big leagues that you were so embarrassed that you just didn't know what to do with yourself?
I don't know that I was ever been overly embarrassed. I mean, I've fallen on my ass rounding second base trying to leg out a triple when I had no business trying to. You know, I've walked off the mound thinking there was three outs and turns out there's only two, and then giving up a homer the next pitch. Those are all pretty embarrassing, but I think the one that sticks out to me, and it was more so because I was young and I was a rookie. I made the mistake of wearing a polo shirt to the field on getaway day. And getaway day, for you guys that don't know, is the day of game of a series on the road where you're going to get on the plane and fly back to your home city or fly to the next city to play. And most of the rules in the big leagues are you wear, you know, either a suit, or if it's a casual trip, you're wearing a button-down long sleeve with jeans and some nice dress shoes. And I was lost. I was, you know, had so many things going through my mind. I was throwing that day. So I just had so much going on that I wasn't paying enough attention to what I was wearing. And I had the jeans and shoes figured out, but I wore a polo instead of a long sleeve button down. And after that start, I came in, and I'll mention the name because it's funny, and I respect the guy and I love him. He's one of my favorite teammates, but Luke Gregerson gave me the rookie treatment by cutting the sleeves off my shirt. And I had to wear a sleeveless polo for the rest of the road trip. And it was just the embarrassment of having to get on the bus in front of all the older guys, knowing that I screwed it up and didn't wear the right stuff.
Oh, my God.
But it was all friendly, man. It's just that's part of the game. That's, you know, that's how I learned, yep. And I never made that mistake again. So
I'm going to do that to you. When you wear flip-flops to work from now on, I'm going to cut your flip-flops.
Every single day. Cut
the toe slot out so it doesn't stop between
the toes. Yeah, I'm going to cut the toe slot out. You know, I got to stare at his open-toed feet every day here, Joe. Yeah. That is amazing.
Hey Joe, so much has been made, how excited, you know, you are to come back and play in your hometown. And I know you are, and, you know, home cooking from mom and everything. And we don't know when fans are coming back into the stands, but do you have a plan for, you know, some guys have said, hey, pitching in your hometown is not necessarily the easiest thing. You get ticket requests, you got friends, you got people bugging you more than might have done in Pittsburgh.
We'll hitting you up all the
time.
Yeah,
media requests all the time from morning shows. Do you kind of have an idea of how you're going to handle that?
Yeah, man. You know, I've had a couple things that I've been reading lately and that have really kind of hit home with me. And one of the things I just finished actually listened to is an audio book, but it was Matthew McConaughey's new book, Green Lights. It's incredible, by the way. It's a good recommendation if anybody hasn't listened to it. But he talks about being less impressed and more involved. And hearing that, there's so many different ways you can interpret it, but I feel like it plays perfectly into this scenario here, you know, coming back to my hometown with all my friends and family watching and just the excitement and all the hype that's, you know, around me right now. It'd be easy to get impressed with it and proud of myself for where I'm at and, you know, fall in love with the idea of being back home. But the idea of becoming less impressed with that and more involved in contributing and, you know, involved in being part of this team and actually pulling my weight around here is where I'm going to put my focus. My friends are all really good about this, you know. Over the last few years, they make their trips out here and there, but no one ever asked me for tickets. They never you know, expect to stay at my place. Everyone kind of takes care of themselves. So, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get a little bit overwhelmed with some requests and some people that I haven't heard from in a while. But, you know, like McConaughey said, just try to be less impressed and more involved and, you know, really focus on what I'm here to do and not all the outside interferences that are going to be at hand.
Well, now that I know that you're a McConaughey guy and I know you're a Grossmont guy, can I recommend Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard in La Mesa, where luxury driving defines you, Joe.
He's shameless. I'm so
sorry. Cars are beautiful. You need new ride, new town, new ride. That's my recommendation.
Guys had this endorsement for, 4 days, and look at him go.
Joe also tried
Doghouse. I have my eyes on the new Aviator, actually.
So. Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I just saw it on Sunday. Gorgeous. You need to get one.
Sweet looking, huh?
Hey, and you know what? Sometimes after a tough win or loss, head on down to 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown, right by Petco Park.
Very close.
Very,
yeah,
really is convenient,
yeah.
I don't know how this...
Do you need a refinance?
No!
We can hook you up with Loan Pronto as well. Okay.
We are the worst. We're sorry. This is the worst thing ever. I'm sweating.
Probably doesn't need Total T Clinic, so...
No, not allowed. No, not allowed to do Total T Clinic.
We're in our 40s. Sorry, Joe. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's... You'll find out in about 15 years.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Yeah, funny.
Well, Joe,
welcome.
Welcome back. It's great to have you. Looking forward to seeing you out on the mound at Petco Park. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we won't bug you too much during the season, but expect some text from your old buddy Paul Reindel every now and then.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate you having me on. It's always a
Thanks
pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Joe Musgrove, new pitcher for the San Diego Padres, Woods.
Now, for you that's in TV media, I mean, this is like your dream because now you don't have to dig deep for some San Diego connection. It's there.
Oh, it's easy.
Not only did he drive through town and filled up at a Chevron one time, he actually is from here. So you and all of your compatriots and all of your competition, Carlo, everybody else, you're ecstatic.
It's the ultimate.
It's the San Diego connection. It's built right
He's
in.
He's not an adopted San Diegan. He's the real deal, Woods.
He's the real deal.
The real McCoy.
You guys are elated. Oh, elated.
It's perfect.
Tons of work off your plate
it's
to
perfect.
Make the connection. Yeah, if AJ, Ben had his way, AJ would only hire and go out and get San Diego guys. Just make it so easy for the media in this town.
Woodsy, we've got Real or Fake coming up. We'll need a contestant to get another qualifier for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Unfortunately, though, before that, it's been about a week and a half. We have a shout-out to his family that we're going to have to give out coming up. We lost someone. Happened to be in the world of sports yesterday. Get to that coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.